Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. It's your host Pamela with the...
This is Trigon.
You're Trigon.
And we are back today with the second to the last episode, 19th episode. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. And this episode is going to be fantastic. We're going to be talking about something very controversial. So just stay tuned and listen. As you always know, follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at the Dish Talk Show, and you can also listen to this podcast on so many platforms. Just click the link in the bio and you have a platform where you see so many other places you can listen to this podcast on that you have more access to, right? And also subscribe to the YouTube channel, because next year we're going to be doing videos. So please subscribe and just click the bell notification to on the notification thingy so you get a notification every time there's a podcast, and educate yourself more. Thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and thank you for following us on Instagram. As we always do, we're gonna start with affirmations. So you go first always.
I affirm peace of mind. I affirm beauty in myself. I affirm self-awareness. I affirm wealth. I affirm, yeah, those are the ones I affirm. Majorly peace of mind.
Okay, those were really nice affirmations. Or do I affirm? I affirm, exactly, I just affirm peace of mind and happiness and wealth and abundance of just of everything. Blessings. Just abundance, blessings. And removal of blocks, any blocks that are stopping me from unleashing my potential on this earth, removal of those blocks. So that's what I'm affirming. By the way, you can say these affirmations as long as a size with us, or you can even say your own affirmations, because if you don't say affirmations, that's gonna happen, don't worry. But if you say affirmations, it's going to help your life. So whenever we say these affirmations, just use it as an opportunity to just quickly affirm something into your life. It's almost like prayer. It's literally like prayer. So just try to do that. So on to the conversation for today. Oh, are you excited for this one? I'm actually scared.
I'm excited, actually.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
The topic we're going to be talking about today is, are you praying or partying into the new year? Are you praying or partying into the new year? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to ask you, Martins, what do you, would you prefer to pray or party into the new year?
Now I prefer to pray, because I'm seeing more benefits of prayer.
Why?
Okay, let me tell you why. Okay, partying is nice, partying is fun, partying is sweet as usual, but praying is like, okay, this is the end of the year. This is my perspective. This is the end of the year. I'm entering a new year. And you know how last year went, you know, different activities, different programs, different, you know, progressions, different blockages, different things happened throughout the course of last year. And, you know, it was more than physical. In my perspective, it was like, okay, hey, cook it up here, then bring it out in the physical. If here is up here, that's your mind. If it's not, you know, right, you may be able to bring it out physically. That's what happened last year. And most of the time, when I affirmed or when I prayed, I saw results. It even affected my own mind. I was able to conquer, I was able to complete tasks. So for me now, it's like entering a new portal. It's a new year, you know, clearing up the back here. It's a new year. Let me affirm greatness into this new year.
I mean, do you think if you don't pray into the new year, do you think those things won't come your way?
Actually, they'll still come my way.
Do you think there's a significance with, of that day? If you, let's say, if you had partied into the new year and prayed in the next day, whatever, do you think you'll still get the same results? So what's the controversy around partying into the new year and praying into the new year? Because most people think that, oh, because I, you know, went to the church to pray into the new year, then I feel bad to go to club right after, because no, my prayers will not be answered. No, it's okay to, you know, the you know the mindset, you know how people think about, you know how people see it. You're just not gonna act like we don't know the truth. Yes, you know, even us, we also fall victim to that, you know, what would I even call it, misconception.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? You know, have you ever experienced that personally? You must not either, you must not like maybe like literally, you know, experience praying and then going to club, but like have you ever felt, oh, turning up, you know, into the new year will make, you know, when you're seeing other people like praying, do you ever feel guilty, and why do you think you feel guilty about that?
Yes, I've felt guilty praying and seeing other people partying. Oh no, no, you know the funny thing, it was not actually guilty.
Mom, felt guilty praying.
No, sorry. I felt guilty. No, no, let me rephrase that. I actually felt jealous of people that were partying into the new year.
What?
Because I was raised in a household where you have to pray to the new year. It's like,
it's like, yeah, if you don't pray, it's like, yeah, what?
Exactly. So if actually when people were partying, I was like, ah, I wish I could be these people. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's actually the truth. And
so you were not even at that moment, you were not feeling there's a benefit of that. You were not seeing the benefit of prayers.
No. Hmm. I wasn't. I was more of a routine thing. And then once something's like a routine, it becomes boring.
So you do. Okay. Sorry to cut you short.
Yeah. So I actually, like, I wish I could go out. I wish I had friends that would take me out. I wish I would actually have fun into the new year. You know? And I like when I see people go out and they come back buzzed and everything.
What? Mm-hmm. I've actually never experienced partying into the new year before. Have you?
I haven't.
I've never partied into the new year. Like midnight, I've never actually like turned up. 1, 10. Is it what they call the countdown?
Yes, 10, 9, 8, 7.
You know, like 6, 5. Actually, in church, four.
I experienced it.
The countdown in church.
Yes, now.
I've never even. Like, okay, when I was in church, when they didn't count down to the new year, they literally, we just did one fucking prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They did a fucking prayer.
Yeah.
They did a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, let's pray about this. This is the prayer point. And, you know, everybody starts praying for like almost 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, I think it was longer than that, but go on.
Yeah, sometimes like 40 minutes, bro, though. And we are praying, and you not even know when you've entered the new year, and then maybe towards the end of the prayer, like maybe 10 counts or 15 seconds after, towards the end of the prayer, we've entered the new year, and after the prayer, in the name of Jesus, amen. Man, happy new year, everybody. Yeah. So there's no count.
That's actually, you know, I remember that visual. So
I see, yes. So
yeah,
that's the only visual. No, I've never had a countdown in church before to the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But partying into the new year, I usually feel guilty when I don't even pray into the new year, when I'm just like in my room vibing and my sister just come and say happy new year. I'm like, oh, happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh my god, I hear them praying. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay, there's a little bit of there's a little bit. How about you tell yourself?
Yeah, because that point, the misconception is that you will suffer this year, next year, whatever, if you don't pray or fast into. We're going to talk about fasting.
Fasting.
Let's talk about fasting after this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pray into the new year, you will literally have a bad year. So I'm like, oh fuck, okay, maybe I'm going to have a bad year. Maybe that's why I'm not progressing in life, you know.
Yeah, actually that fasting thing, we'll get to it.
We'll get to
it. Yeah. So
that's how I feel, and I'm like, oh gosh, I didn't pray. I hear them praying, or I just go to see my sister's room and I see her, you know, put her head down and she's praying.
Oh, you know, you actually feel some guilt. I won't lie to you.
I'm a fucking sinner. So I've never experienced partying into the new year before, and I feel like I would be super guilty because over the years we've been conditioned to pray into the new year, that when you don't pray into the new year, it's like, oh god, I'm sinning.
It's like your year is not going to start well.
Yes. Yeah. But I just wish I have somebody that have actually experienced partying into the new year to give us a better perspective, because I feel, let me just tell you my own, how I see partying into the new year. It may be fun, everybody's drunk, we're at the club, we're dancing, they have a big screen up, and then when it's now time for the 10 counts, so they're like 5, 4, street, which, and everybody
which is so dopamine filled.
And everybody screaming, mm-hmm. 5, 4, 3, mm-hmm. 2, 1, and I drop the beats
like New York Times Square.
Elephant.
We won't see me. We won't see me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wait. So that, like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
I mean, Westerners don't do
God. Peru Para. And then everybody's like, money, 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 money. What's it called? What's the song?
Peru.
Money, money. What's the lyrics?
Money, 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 money. I'm in San Francisco. Go down me.
I mean
San Francisco.
Yo, I'm looking up these lyrics. Mm-hmm. God, look at what this song has done to me. I have to now learn.
Finally, man.
God, this song has taunted us. My God.
Imagine this song.
Mommy, mom, me.
This song is more popular than the artist.
Yo, I don't know. I thought it was one, like, to be honest. When I first heard Peru Para. That's oh my God, you thought it was Wandico?
I actually heard you say Wandico. I was like, Wandico. And now I'm giving it a voice. I'm like,
Could be one. Yes, actually, sounds like something Wandico will be on. Mm. What's the name of this one? Peru. Peru?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there's no para. It's so popular now that you just Google Peru. The first thing that comes out is the song. What's the lyrics?
It's cheering how to jump on it. The wave was too.
It was not to anything.
The wave was too loud now. See, yeah, Nigeria is all over the world, though.
I'm again, no be so face me, mommy. When more, it's actually one in one. What with
nah, I have to see this. I beg.
One in one, whammy. Okay. One in one, whammy. I'm in San Francisco, jamming. One in one, whammy. One in one, whammy. I just flew in from Miami. Ah. Some people can sing. Who the fuck came up with this?
That's as far as it is giving me tongue twister vibes. I can't get it.
I'm in San Francisco, jamming.
I'm in San Francisco, jamming. Yes. Okay.
But when you go with when you want me, when you want me, I'm in San Francisco, jamming.
Okay.
It's dope, though.
Yeah, it's like saying ask and ask.
One, when you want mommy, when you want, if you have any presents, this could jam. So yeah, it's been very fun, especially when you're out with your friends partying and the beat drops on New Year and you guys, like, you know, I'm so turned up about the New Year and it's dope. Well, let's talk about the benefits in real time and actually what actually would be beneficial, because I am very big on affirmations, and affirmation is literally like prayers. So I would prefer, you know, as we get older, I think, I don't really know, just my opinion, as I get older, I start to see the importance of affirming into your life, because these affirmations are like the fuel to you for your journey. And they actually, like, if you're playing a video game, you can, like, get like a cheat code to overpass like a certain obstacle that you're experiencing in the game. So, like, imagine you're racing and then there's a block in front of you, and then you put the boost or something and you can break through it. So I feel like prayers and cheat affirmations codes. Yes, I like the cheat codes to life, and helps you move smoothly. So praying into the new year is very good, and I really, really support that. That's my view. Partying as well is fun. Combining both, even better.
I feel like it's gonna be
combining both even better, because after affirming amazing things into your life
and
praying
fun.
And being so thankful to God, you know, worshipping him for keeping you alive, because most people didn't even leave. Oh my gosh. Most people didn't leave.
Yeah.
To see this 2020, if we are even still in 2020, to see 2022, so
very fast.
Very grateful to in God and everything. So I feel that's great. And after, you go celebrate life with your friends. So
actually, I want that.
Yeah, that's nice. You go celebrate life and dance and enjoy the moment. I feel like everything in life has to do with your intent.
Yeah,
the intent behind it. So I've. When people say partying, you know, is a sin, you go to hell, I think that statement alone of you even saying that is you, like, judging
as a projection.
You're projecting and you're even trying to you know.
Because if you ask a question, why are they going to hell? Exactly.
Yeah, let's actually explore that.
Yeah.
Why would I go to hell if I went to listen to music and
mm-hmm.
dance?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What would make me go to hell?
Mm.
Like, I'm dancing.
What's the sin there?
What am I sinning?
Mm.
Mm. So maybe because drinking alcohol could be a sin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why. Oh, maybe that's... That could be a sin. Who knows? Okay, so... Yeah, so we should definitely mix both.
Yeah.
And turn up pray and party into the new year.
Mm-hmm. Peru para.
Peru para. Pray you.
Wait.
Allow me. Mm-hmm. Allow me.
Okay.
Pray you parry.
Pray you parry.
Hi. Peru, pray you
parry. Peru parry. Pray you parry.
Pray you, pray yourself out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Then.
And parry.
Mm-hmm.
Pray you parry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I feel like we should both mix that and we blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. What's your ideal kind of party setting for the new year? Like, what is the setting?
My ideal party would be friends. People that mean a lot to you, family, friends, together, you know, in a very safe place.
Yeah.
If you want to drink, if you want anything you want to do,
anything you really want,
anything you want to do that will add, you know, pepper to your happiness, maybe drinking or smoking. Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to say pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do that.
Yeah.
Then everybody, I also would love, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody partying, there's music,
mm-hmm.
and then we sit down around. You just sit down, and you know, like in a living room setting or whatever,
yeah.
and we all say what we are so grateful about this
yes.
year and how we are going to talk about the year and how we. And honestly,
yes.
honestly, nobody's being a fake person. Mm-hmm. Everybody's honestly expressing
mm-hmm.
how they would what they would have loved to have happened in this year, mm-hmm. the past year, mm-hmm. and how they would plan towards achieving it next year,
yeah.
and what they are grateful for this year, and what they are not grateful, what they didn't like this year, and mm-hmm. like what they were not grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Things, also things that happened that helped them, but they didn't want to happen, but they had to, you know, appreciate it still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so many things, and
yeah.
we can all learn from that.
Yes.
And, you know, having that conversation will also help us to, like, even... Even like, I don't know, maybe I'm adding this, you know, we're talking about last episode, we're talking about how we upgrade our,
you know,
our vessel for next year.
Yeah.
We might say, okay, I'm upgrading my vessel, I'm adding this upgrade to my vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we now had this conversation as friends and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I also want to add this to my upgrade. It's even making me a better person as
yeah.
well. So that's also part of the party. I don't even think partying is just mindless dancing mm-hmm. and drinking. I feel like partying...
Connection.
Yes, having connection mm-hmm. with people. And maybe you can also drink however, dance. Be free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like the house vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I mean, an outdoor.
Safe place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, food. Mm-hmm. Definitely food.
For
definitely
sure.
food. I mean, New Year celebrates, yeah.
Turkey. Oh, yeah.
Just because I'm a terrorist, that's why I said definitely
mm-hmm.
food. Well, food, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely turkey.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some, you know,
carbon dioxide.
I was like, I've forgotten this word. Carbon.
Why am I doing this? Carbon hydrates.
It's been a while.
Mixture of carbon dioxide and carbon hydrates. You both need those.
You don't die.
Without those, without those two things, mm-hmm. you will not survive on
yeah.
Earth. So
yeah.
Need our carbs,
mm-hmm.
two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's that's my way to party. I
yeah.
feel like clubbing is great, but clubbing is too fake,
generic.
Yeah, it's just too. Everybody's out there trying to impress guys.
Do people do that in the club?
Yo, you see, they were just standing and looking and just trying to. Be
okay, actually,
the best.
Yes, some people actually just trying to stand and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's not
me.
Yeah,
yo, come here, listen to music.
Yeah,
you love
just
music.
Dance.
Come on,
dance.
Get some high, man.
And everybody is like. Shy to express.
Yeah.
Another thing is, one thing I noticed is in the party scene these days is when you go out and you're dancing and expressing,
and you're free.
Yeah, and you're free. They judge you
and quickly.
Say, oh, you're too crazy. You're too look at how
everything. I'm like, okay, is this what they call
Razz.
Crazy? There's actually nothing wrong. A person is actually just free.
Yeah. So yeah, they are literally projecting their insecurities onto you. Yeah. So whatever.
It also reminds me of the time, you know, I went to the zoo. Could not even swing until
people swinging. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, people actually wanted to swing. They were really holding.
Yeah, like you see like old people literally looking out and like, okay. Like they literally were like, okay, so it's okay to do this.
Swing. Like everybody,
we're going to the, I'm going, like, I was like, oh
yes, come on, be
free. Because at the end of the day, listen, yeah, we are still us. We just physically change. So we feel that's one thing. That's another thing. We feel like we must behave like how we look.
Mm-hmm.
Because society says, oh, you're older, you have to behave older. Mm-hmm. But man, be as big, be you, have fun. Come on, life is short too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another reason to party, because life is short.
Yeah.
Pray and party.
Yeah.
Pray you parry.
I think that's going to be next title of next party, whatever. Pray you parry.
Mm-hmm. That would be so weird. Mm-hmm. Imagine everybody gathering and doing Holy Ghost fire. And then after that, pray you parry.
No, I actually meant
Mommy, mommy.
prayer side, don't finish. This is now party
setting. In the same setting.
Okay.
That would be weird.
Pray you parry.
That'll be weird.
Maybe it's a bit of cringing.
Yeah, because of like, it's like culture shock or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, whatever you're doing this new year, make sure you do what's best for you and have fun. Just so that my internet was on. Have fun and yeah.
You know, actually express, be free, communicate.
Combine both worlds, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Combine both worlds.
Mm-hmm. But if, okay, for example, it's a finished partying. It's another perspective. You finish partying and then you now go to church.
What?
Yeah.
Hangover. See, no. That won't be nice. Because, no, I don't agree with that. Because you'll be so hungover, you won't even concentrate. You would be like, no, I don't agree with that.
So that means you're not going to be fully expressive. Yes. You're not going to be aware and fully conscious of your affirmations. You should just be like a routine thing. Okay, I came to church.
I just came so that.
Yeah, okay.
That's not nice. Wait, it's New Year on Sunday.
Today's what?
Today's Wednesday, I think.
Oh, definitely today.
Today's Wednesday, 29th.
Okay.
So. New Year is on Friday.
Friday.
No.
It is Friday.
Okay, it's actually Friday entering Saturday.
Yes.
Friday night. Party. And it's gonna be alright or something.
My guy said alright.
Actually, Christmas Day was on Friday.
That's a week, immediately a week after.
No, Christmas Day fell on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, who went out on Friday? Went out on Christmas Day. Friday night, right? Saturday?
Yeah.
25th.
Today's 29th. So 27. 2 days ago.
It was Wednesday. Let's see the calendar. I don't know what the calendar is. Okay.
27. I think it's 27. I think it was 27.
27? What's 27?
27 is Monday.
Yeah. What happened to 27?
I thought you were talking about the day went to the club.
That was on Christmas Day.
It was 25th.
And it was actually on Saturday.
What? It's already time has gone so much like that.
Yeah.
Hell, man. It's 4 days after, and it seems like 2 days ago.
New Year is on. Still, see, 25th on Saturday, New Year's also on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, Friday, you guys should make sure you pray first, then turn up later.
Mm-hmm.
And still, no matter what you do, still make sure you have
pray
fun.
First, pray later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have fun. So, yeah, so that's end of this particular conversation. Don't leave yet. We are still gonna do another thing, and we're gonna go and do our games. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do, what do you fucking call this game again?
Is it the paper one?
What paper one?
I don't even know. We could saw paper at the beginning of the thing. I was like, what game was that? Select.
Is it not like Animal Placer thing?
Okay, yes. Animal Placer thing. Let's do that one.
Yeah, I can't. even remember how we played that one. So
select a letter and let's go.
So basically you pick a paper out of the letters, we're putting all the letters down in papers, and we cut them in pieces, and you select at random. Select at random. Oh, they're all cut up. You select at random any paper and any letter you pick. You have to under 10 seconds say animal, place, thing that starts with a letter. So
okay.
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
You ready to count me down?
Yes, I am.
Tell me when you're seeing. Do you have a stopwatch?
Okay, Let's set it up. Okay. Timer.
The loser, by the way, has to post.
Please let me know.
Of their camera roll to Instagram.
Okay. That's anything. Or you select the one.
No. Example now, if I won, I would go to your phone and pick out a random picture and post it to Instagram.
Okay, okay.
Your nudes.
Yeah, I was gonna say it could be nakedness. Could be
that picture of that boil on your nuts.
Is it guinea?
What? All right. I pick mine. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Ask me if I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. You have 4 seconds added.
I don't know. Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Nil.
Mm-hmm. Wait, nil.
Nil. Netherlands nil.
Yeah, you're done. What the hell?
Yes. Animal. I don't know any animal that starts with N.
Pink.
Nutcrack.
Did you say nutcrack?
Nuts.
Nutcracker.
Nuts your fucking business?
I beg.
Okay. I can't find
it. Okay, actually, any animal we have. Newt, N-E-W-T.
What kind of animal
is that? It's like a lizard, I think, but it's aquatic. Aquatic animal, newt. Is that, it should be another thing.
I can't remember this one. When is your time?
You see?
Aquatic animals. All right.
Okay, wait, my turn.
All right.
So you have the time.
You did 40 seconds.
I gave you 4 more seconds, but we need that on time. Okay.
Well, hold on. I have to set
the letter. When you drop your letter. Okay, so what's we moving?
No, this is not what you're supposed to do. Hold on.
Okay. No, give me X. Xylophone.
You're supposed to set 10 seconds. How did you set this thing?
Why does it was? Press play since I already know what 10 seconds is. It started from zero.
No. You have to set 10 seconds so every time you press it,
okay, just counts down. Okay, so it's here. And this one. Where is it? My timer. No. 10.
It's okay.
Okay. So press.
Okay.
So.
Let's let it run.
Let's see what I do. Restart again.
Me too. All right.
Okay. Actually, it helps.
All right. You ready?
I am. Let me
pick
a letter.
No, you do it like that. They all clump up together and you won't be able to pick a letter. I'm pretty sure you put that long one back inside. All right. Animal.
Fish.
Place.
Finland.
Thing.
Fan.
Food.
Fried yam.
Aquatic animal.
That is a fish. You have to go back to aquatic.
All right.
Not.
Okay.
Your turn.
All right.
Go.
What's this? What the fuck is this? What?
Let me see that. No, that was just. You know what? Take out. That's F. Take it out.
Is this F?
Yes, it is.
Oh, this F.
Take it out.
I was like, what? All right, let's start.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
You have to be telling me the cues. Animal.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Let's do that again. Let's do that again. Let's do that again. So, animal, place.
I'm speaking of the letter.
Sorry. Let me see. Animal, place, thing, food.
Alright, I'm ready.
Okay. Go. Animal.
Panda.
Place.
Parry.
Thing.
Pin.
Food.
Pancakes.
Good.
Oh my gosh. That's 1 point for me. Pick.
Did you put it back?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's so many things that starts with P. You don't repeat mine.
True. Ready.
Animal.
Snake.
Place.
Senegal.
Animal.
Snake.
Place.
Senegal.
Thing.
Food. What the fuck?
Place.
Okay, food. Food. Spaghetti.
Thing.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. That's like.
You couldn't get thing out. I'm like, what sin?
Oh my god. Okay, this will be the last one.
Okay.
If I move on to. They should have.
Okay.
Okay. Don't tap it yet.
Okay. You know I'm ready to
set because I had to reset you, the one you tapped.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Not to my nemesis. All right, let's go.
Ready?
Yes.
Go. Animal.
I don't know. Place. Pick. Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Food.
Thing. Ink. Food. Ice cream. I don't know.
What was the first thing?
Let's start with I.
Okay. I don't know. All right.
All right. That's the end of this particular game. I know you guys hate it because it's so boring to you, but if you can't play this with your friends at home, it's really interesting.
Actually.
Moving on to the shoutouts, and this is a very popular segment of this podcast where we say things, we talk about scenarios, and see if we would rather do it or we would rather not. Did I explain that well?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so. We'll bring up such scenarios and we'll decide whether we would do it or not and score the issue that.
All right. So the first question is, would you rather work an overtime shift with your annoying boss or spend full day with your mother-in-law? Wow.
Sorry, say that again.
Okay.
Pardon?
Would you rather work an overtime shift with your annoying boss or spend
the whole day? Will I be paid for that overtime shift?
Definitely, you're going to be paid.
Yeah, overtime shift.
Yeah.
Because spend what?
Or spend the whole day with your mother-in-law. It's funny how they use mother-in-law. That means is it?
They know that mother-in-laws are annoying sometimes.
Is it trend?
Not all of them.
Is it trend?
So. Would you rather always have body odor and not know it, or always smell body odor on everyone else?
Smell block my nose.
Which would you rather?
I'd rather know everybody else's smell. Yeah,
okay, than have body odor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather drink from a toilet or pee in a litter box?
Pee in a litter box. What's my business with the litter box?
Oh, obviously. Let me ask you right
now. Is that what the litter box is for?
No, like
waste.
Okay, litter box, pee. Okay, doesn't matter. Would you rather? Let me ask you another one. That one was too. Would you rather oversleep every day for a week, and or not get any sleep at all for 4 days?
I mean. Oversleep, like what time am I waking up?
Oversleeping is maybe your usual routine is 6 hours, then you do 15 hours.
That sounds amazing. Oversleep.
Or not get any sleep at all for 4 days.
I
oversleep, man. I'm not sleeping for 4 days.
I would like to wake up by like 4 p.m.
Alright.
God, that would be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
Wow. Everything is one year, right?
At war. At war, like World War II. Wait, is that World War II? Has World War II happened?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Would you rather spend 1 year at World War II or spend 1 year in prison?
1 year in prison.
Depending on the crime, though.
You don't, exactly. What do you mean, like, depending on the pedophile crime? You're still in prison.
Like, you, no, like, imagine, like, if you in prison for, like, a year for maybe possession of marijuana versus you in prison for a year for, like, molesting a child. There's a different... Is a different
treatment.
Is a different cruise in there.
For your crime.
Mm-hmm. You can also spend a year in war as medical, you know, assistant or as a front line, you know, soldier.
No, I'm not doing the death one. I think in prison I could.
How you do the death? They're like, I'd rather do prison anyway because I know there's little to no possibility of death anyway. Okay.
Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Whoa! Let my skin change color.
Because
it's gonna be very boring tattoo. You're gonna be like, she slept all day, she ate this, she didn't bath. Now that I do all these things though, over the year I make my life interesting, everybody now, my emotions. So when I'm very upset, you can see I'm pink or I am yellow.
I'm an inverting color, but you know that she's upset.
Would you rather win $25,000 or your best friend win $100,000?
My best friend, what the fuck? There's no argument.
Now we My best friend. Now we Let me ask you this one. Sorry, ask you.
Okay.
For the Okay. Would you rather travel the world for free for a year or have $50,000 to spend however you please? Travel the world. Listen, would you rather travel the entire world for a year? Like, that means you go to so many cultures, all the countries on earth for a year, all paid, food, everything, cruise, everything, Or you rather have $50,000 right now to spend however you want?
I'm going all over the world. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going over the world. How about you?
$50,000 because I can double it and make enough money to travel around the world.
Yeah,
give me $50,000 right now, please. I need to get my apartment, so would you rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones who have passed away, or go to the future and meet your children or grandchildren to be?
Past. I'm not sure I'm going to have kids, so
why are you going to meet?
Auntie Delphine, Uncle Candy, Beauty. So the people are close to me that I lost. Dead, rather.
Oh God, I'm going to sound like a douchebag. My God. I don't know if I lost anybody in the past. Yeah. Only my grandmama and my grandpapa. But we've seen them enough. What am I going to say? What am I going to go to her and say? Mama, what's up? I don't know. I won't go to the past, I'll go to the future because I know I don't have no children there, so I think I'm just reading these things for you. Would you rather have a photographic memory or an IQ of 200? Doesn't one equal the other?
I think so, because IQ.
Actually, just the ability to remember
everything
does not mean you're intelligent.
Yeah.
IQ of 200. I love critical thinking and analytical thinking. So IQ saved my life. It can solve a lot of problems. Reduce stress. Can help you work smarter.
It can actually help you improve your photographic memory.
Not really. That's something you just have.
Okay.
Yeah, you cannot improve. There's no way you can have the ability to improve your photographic memory.
Then it's IQ then.
Yeah, that happens. Because
you can do so many things.
Yeah.
Like superpower.
Okay, so you know that election is coming soon. I know you don't really care.
No, I'm angry with the politician naturally, so
yeah. That's bringing us to the next topic. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Would you rather change the outcome of the last election or decide the outcome of the next one?
The next one.
Who's going to be president for you?
I don't know.
Who amongst these demons would you choose to destroy your life?
Nobody. Yes. Nobody. Because I'm going to reform the whole system.
I think I should be president.
Yeah, I don't mind. I want to reform.
They kill
the system.
Me though.
No, and they want to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will try. I will just reform the whole system of things. I'm going to work with open-minded people. I'm going to reform the. Okay, now this is me talking as, you know, maybe being in charge of the presidency.
You
know.
Like you being the president, he's going to say you should be the president, but.
Might not be the president, but at least being in advice as to what is supposed to be there.
Then who will be the president?
I don't know who will be the president. I'm going to select a lot of people that will reform the nation in the different sectors. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Last question for this episode. This segment, rather. Mm-hmm. I know you're upset that I'm not giving you to ask me.
Actually, no, I don't mind. Yeah.
Okay, that means I'll be asking it. Oh, my God. Would you rather never get another present for in your life?
Mm-hmm.
But we speak the present. I don't like this one. I'm not saying it.
I don't receive presents. So
who receives presents in Nigeria? Like, what?
People do.
With like wrapped and everything.
You know people do.
People do?
Yeah.
God, are you that poor?
It's not about poor. It's about who is doing it. It's the person who is in your life that is doing it. That wants to give you presents.
Wrapped presents.
Mm-hmm. Or who has that culture.
I've never unwrapped a present before. Like someone gave me a box and I'm like, unwrapped. No.
Mm-hmm. God. People do that.
I need to change people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather clean up? Would you rather lick up someone else's vomit or someone else's blood?
Wow. It's going to be blood.
You lick their blood?
Yeah, I prefer to lick blood and vomit.
It's on the floor.
I'll lick blood and vomit.
Vomit is food though.
No. Never.
Vomit could be like, maybe they ate pizza.
I said no. Maybe it's my best food. Vomit, never. Blood.
You just said that his best food is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Blood could have.
Whatever. It's our blood. It looks red.
It's coming from the bloodstream.
It looks clean.
It's not clean.
It might not be clean, but it looks clean. Vomit.
What are you imagining the vomit to look like?
It's like I'm seeing scrumpled.
No, no. It's this vomit. The vomit you're licking up is the.
I don't know what you want to describe for me now.
You just rolled your eyes like, what is going to say right now? The vomit you're looking up is the one that we vomit when you have typhoid and malaria. That green. What 3-1 from your studio?
I go do blood. I go do blood.
Damn, no. Vampire.
I didn't even
what
have
to. What is menstrual blood?
I will do blood. Vomit.
Menstrual clotted blood.
I will do blood.
In that bottle.
Bottle, I have to drink it.
That's you drink it. he said it. A full bottle is clots, clumps,
God,
everything there.
Oh,
but it's of clumps, clots,
it's gonna be blood.
Clots, menstrual clots.
How does clot look like? That black
clots, like clumps of thick blood.
Okay, just clumps of thick blood.
Yes, but like it's like flesh, like chunks, flesh.
Vomit can't win. Vomit cannot win.
Some vomit hits hard though.
Wait, is it the one that the person drank and then you know the toxins are inside the vomit that make you high?
No. The first thing literally is like maybe malaria. And they vomited like just that green thing that when you're vomiting it, you'll be like
I don't want to even picture it. That's how bad I don't want the vomit.
Some vomits go hard though.
I don't know where you are coming from. Or which universe?
Probably had vomit from
from where? From Jupiter.
From KFC.
Yeah, I've seen vomit from every other place. From Mama Puts, from Buka.
Especially just ate of father rice.
That's not my business.
Guy, I don't know, man. Who will I pick? Neither.
You have to pick Sunday, Chris. Let's pick.
Neither, baby. Neither.
No, I can't do vomit.
Ah, guy, me, I'm choking up. In fact, I'm eating that vomit and I'm chewing it like.
Off.
Like I'm like I'll lick it like
don't come near me
I'll lick it like Quaker Oats.
Actually I saw Quaker Oats in that visual, the way Quaker Oats looks golden moon.
Yeah,
no.
Then I'll drink blood to take it down.
Okay, who is this?
I'll drink blood to take it down.
Mm.
So I'm waiting for a perfect time.
I know. One, two, three, four.
What?
What? What happened?
What? No! No! No!
Who did that?
We actually missed it.
Who did that?
What?
So you counted down normally before then.
Did I just. What?
Let's see whether it's working. Maybe because you. Wow. It was planned to not to happen.